In January 1978, when new mayor Ed Koch took his post, New York City was dirty, dangerous, and $10 billion in debt. Budget cuts to the police, fire, and sanitation departments had contributed to a hostile urban environment. Landlords abandoned buildings rather than pay property taxes. Cockroaches overran even inhabited apartments. Fires burned across the Bronx. Crime, from robberies to assaults, murders to grand larcenies, was so rife that members of the NYPD issued an unofficial pamphlet called Welcome to Fear City, a survival guide for visitors to the city of New York. Koch was voted into City Hall after a 25-hour blackout caused by lightning strikes led to widespread looting and mass arrests. A lifelong Democrat from Greenwich Village, he promised to restore law and order and prioritize public safety, and famously stood at street corners and greeted pedestrians with the slogan, "How am I doing?" Over the next 40 years, New York City underwent one of the most radical transformations of any city in the U.S. Back from the brink of bankruptcy, it became a magnet for financial capital, and as the baby boomers came of age, pioneered the yuppie lifestyle. It went from being a hotbed of crime to becoming one of the safest cities in the world. The urban landscape was transformed with housing projects and parks, and a homegrown art and hip-hop scene thrived and became synonymous with the New York City brand. New York was also hit by crisis after crisis: AIDS, crack cocaine, 9/11, the 2008 crash, and most recently, the COVID-19 pandemic, all devastated the city, but created solidarity among its residents. Its mayors from the late 1970s on, Ed Koch, David Dinkins, Rudy Giuliani, Michael Bloomberg, Bill de Blasio, have become iconic figures, and their approach to city governance has, for better or worse, influenced local policymakers worldwide.